Delaware regulators have taken steps to ensure that healthcare insurers treat people with mental health or substance abuse issues as fairly as they treat people who get physical care. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on how insurers are being accountable for not following the law.
A 2018 law authorizes the state insurance department to conduct mental health parity examinations so discriminatory actions can be found and stopped. Those reviews have led to $1.3 million in fines against insurers in the last 2 years. Trinidad Navarro is the insurance commissioner.
Whether it's substance abuse or mental health treatment, it can be very expensive, as well as the prescription drugs for these types of issues. So it's easy for them, in many cases, to deny because the individuals often don't have an advocate or have someone who can step up and make the argument that they shouldn't be denied.
Emily Vera heads the Mental Health Association in Delaware. She says barriers, like waiting to have treatment pre-authorized, known as a pre-auth, can be devastating to patients in crisis.
If you have depression, for example, that might affect your motivation. And so when you finally have a moment of motivation to go and try and get some help, and then you run into something like a pre-auth, it can be so discouraging. Or a person who's battling active addiction, they might have a window of time of clarity where they're ready to go and get help. And if it's not right there, that's a really big missed opportunity.
The companies have agreed in writing to pay the fines, and Navarro said they have pledged to be more equitable. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.